Welcome to The Word for Today, featuring the Bible teaching of Pastor Chuck Smith, founder of the Calvary Chapel Movement. This radio program is a verse-by-verse study through the entire Bible. And on today's edition of The Word for Today, Pastor Chuck continues with Bless Those That Curse You, as we pick up in Lamentations chapter 3, verse 44. And now with today's message, here's Pastor Chuck.
You have covered yourself with a cloud that our prayer should not pass through. It seems like, people say, well, it seems like the, ceilings were of brass. But Jeremiah sees it's like the prayers are just being closed off by a cloud between God and me. Thou hast made us as the offscouring and refuse in the midst of the people. All of our enemies have opened their mouths against us. Fear and a snare is come upon us, desolation and destruction. My eye runs down with rivers of water for the destruction of the daughter of my people. My eye trickles down and ceases not without any intermission till the Lord looks down and beholds from heaven. My eye affecteth mine heart because of all of the daughters of my city. My enemies chased me sore like a bird without cause. They have cut off my life in the dungeon and cast a stone upon me. Waters flowed over my head. Then I said, I'm cut off. And I called upon thy name, O Lord, out of the low dungeon. And you have heard my voice. Hide not your ear at my breathing, at my cry. For you drew near in the day that I called upon thee, and you said, fear not. O Lord, thou hast pleaded the causes of my soul. Thou hast redeemed my life. O Lord, thou hast seen my wrong. Judge thou my cause. For thou hast seen all their vengeance and their imaginations against me. You have heard their reproach, O Lord, and all of the imaginations against me. The lips of those that rose up against me and the device against me all the day. Behold, they're sitting down, they're rising up. I am their music. Render unto them recompense, O Lord, according to the work of their hands. Give them sorrow of heart, thy curse unto them. Persecute and destroy them in the anger from under the heavens of the Lord. Here again is sort of a David type of a prayer against his enemies. Jeremiah doesn't ask God to bless his enemies, but to really do them in. It is in the New Testament that Jesus taught us to bless those that curse you. Bless and curse not. The fourth lamentation, how is the gold become dim? The most fine gold changed. The stones of the sanctuary are poured out in the top of every street. The precious sons of Zion, comparable to fine gold, how are they esteemed as earthen pitchers, the work of the hands of the potter? Even the sea monsters draw out the breast, and they give suck to their young ones, the mammals in the sea, nurse their little ones. The daughter of my people is become cruel like the ostriches of the wilderness. Now, the ostrich totally forsakes its eggs. It lays its eggs and leaves them. Has nothing to do with the raising of its kids. Just has no concern. Doesn't even know if the eggs ever hatch and doesn't really care if the eggs ever hatches. Just lays its eggs in the sand and that's it. Forgets all about them. If they make it, they make it on their own. The mother ostrich has no mothering instinct. But the mammals in the sea nurse the little ones. But the daughter of my people, the young mothers in Jerusalem had become like ostriches in that they weren't concerned with their offspring anymore. The tongue of the nursing child cleaves to the roof of his mouth for thirst. The young children ask for bread, and no man breaks it unto them. They that did feed delicately, those that used to dine at Gulliver's, are desolate in the streets. They that were brought up in scarlet embrace dunghills. For the punishment of the iniquity of the daughter of my people is greater than the punishment of the sin of Sodom. Because at least they were overthrown in a moment. They were destroyed. No hand stayed on her. Theirs was an instant death. That is much better than death by starvation. Her Nazarites were purer than snow. They were whiter than milk. They were more ruddy in body than rubies. Their polishing was of sapphire. The young men who had made their commitments, their Nazarite vows to God. But now their visage is blacker than a coal. They are not known in the streets. Their skin is cleaving to their bones. They're like walking skeletons. It is withered. It has become like a stick. They that are slain with the sword are really better off than those that are slain with hunger. For these pine away, stricken through for the want of the fruits of the field. The hands of the pitiful women have boiled their own children, and they were their meat in the destruction of the daughter of my people. The Lord has accomplished his fury. He has poured out his fierce anger. He has kindled a fire in Zion, and it has devoured the foundations thereof. The kings of the earth and all the inhabitants of the world would not have believed that the adversary and the enemy should have entered into the gates of Jerusalem. It was thought to be impregnable. It sits there on the hill with the walls around it. They thought that the city was impregnable. The inhabitants of the earth would never have believed that Jerusalem could be taken, and yet it is now destroyed. For the sins of her prophets and the iniquities of her priests that have shed the blood of the just in the midst of her, they have wandered as blind men in the streets. They have polluted themselves with blood so that men could not touch their garments. They cried unto them, "Depart ye, it is unclean, depart, depart, don't touch." When they fled away and wandered, they said among the heathen, "They shall no more sojourn there." The anger of the Lord hath divided them. He will no more regard them. They respected not the persons of the priests. They favored not the elders. As for us, our eyes as yet failed for our vain help. In our watching, we have watched for a nation that could not save us. They hunt our steps, that we cannot go in the streets. Our end is near. Our days are fulfilled, for our end is come. Our persecutors are swifter than eagles of heaven. They have pursued us on the mountains. They've laid wait for us in the wilderness. The breath of our nostrils, the anointed of the Lord, was taken in their pits, of whom we said, "Under his shadow we shall live among the heathen." Rejoice and be glad, O daughter of Edom, that is their perennial enemy, that dwells in the land of Uz. The cup also shall pass through unto thee. Thou shalt be drunken and shall make thyself naked. The punishment of thine iniquity is accomplished, O daughter of Zion. He will no more carry thee away into captivity. He will visit thine iniquity, O daughter of Edom. He will discover thy sins. So Edom is rejoicing, but just wait. Yours is coming. Fifth lamentation. Remember, O Lord, what has come upon us, and consider and behold our reproach. Our inheritance is turned to strangers, our houses to aliens. We are orphans, fatherless, our mothers are as widows. We have drunken our water for money. We had to pay for a drink of water. And our wood is sold to us. Our necks are under persecution. We labor, we have no rest. We have given the hand to the Egyptians and to the Assyrians to be satisfied with bread. Our fathers have sinned and are not, and we have borne their iniquities. Servants have ruled over us. There is none that doth deliver us out of their hand. We got our bread with the peril of our lives because of the sword of the wilderness. Our skin was black like an oven because of the terrible famine as a result of the starvation, that the skin just turning black and leathery. They ravished the women in Zion and the maids in the cities of Judah. The enemies had come in. It must have been a horrible thing, the fathers to see their wives and their young daughters ravished by the enemy, raped and all, and murdered. Princes have been hung by their thumbs. The faces of elders were not honored. They took the young men to grind in bondage, and the children had to carry the wood. The elders have ceased from the gate, the young men from their music. The joy of our heart is ceased. Our dance is turned into mourning. The crown has fallen from our head. Woe unto us that we have sinned. For this our heart is faint. For these things our eyes are dim. Because of the mountain of Zion, which is desolate, the foxes walk upon it. Thou, O Lord, remains forever, thy throne from generation to generation. Wherefore dost thou forget us forever and forsake us so long a time? Turn thou us unto thee, O Lord, and we shall be turned. Renew our days as of old. Therein is the answer. O God, turn our hearts to thee. Renew that relationship that we once had with you. You remember Jesus said to the church of Ephesus, I have this against thee in that you have left your first love. Remember from whence you have fallen and repent and do thy first works over. O God, return us to that first love. Lord, return us unto thee. But he ends with a sad note of dejection. But thou hast utterly rejected us. Thou art very angry against us. What a sad, tragic book that never needed to be written had the people only hearkened unto the voice of God. This whole black period of history needed not to be. God warned them over and over and over again. He sent his prophets warning them over and over of the destruction that was going to come, but they would not give heed to the word of God or to the warnings from God. But God is faithful. And that which God declared, he did. And today, God is warning this world of his judgment, which is going to fall. And that which happened to Jerusalem is going to happen to this whole godless world. There is coming a devastation, a Holocaust, such as the world has never seen before or will ever see again. Jesus, in describing the days that are coming, said, and in that day there shall be a great tribulation such as the world has never seen before or will ever see again. The only safe place for you to be is in Christ. If you are in Christ, he will keep you from that hour that is coming upon the earth. But if you're outside of Christ, as in Hebrews, there remains only that fearful looking forward to the fiery indignation of God's wrath, which will devour his adversaries. For if he who despised Moses' law was put to death, of how much worse punishment do you suppose he is accounted worthy who has trodden underfoot the Son of God and has accounted the blood of his covenant wherewith he was sanctified an unholy thing and has done despite to the Spirit of grace? For we know him who has said, it is a fearful thing to fall in the hands of a living God. God has promised his judgment is going to come upon this wicked world. God is faithful and will keep his promise. But Jesus said, pray ye always that you'll be accounted worthy to escape all of these things and to stand before the Son of Man. And I am praying and believing God to answer my prayer. that I will escape this great time of tribulation when the wrath of God is poured out upon the earth, and I expect to be standing before the Son of Man when it all happens. Book of Revelation, chapter 5. And there was in the right hand of him that sat upon the throne a scroll with writing within and without, and sealed with seven seals. And I heard the angel say with a great voice, "Who is worthy to take the scroll and loose the seals thereof?" And I, John, began to weep, sob convulsively, because no one was found worthy to take the scroll or to loose the seals. And the elder said unto me, "Weep not. Behold, the Lion of the tribe of Judah hath prevailed to take the scroll and to loose the seals." And I turned, and I saw him as a lamb that had been slaughtered. And he came forth and took the scroll out of the right hand of him who sat upon the throne. And the 24 elders brought forth their golden vials full of odors, which were the prayers of the saints. And they offered them before the throne of God, and they sang a new song, saying, "Worthy is the Lamb to take the scroll and loose the seals, for he was slain and has redeemed us by his blood out of every nation and tribe and tongue and people. And he has made us unto our God kings and priests, and we're going to reign with him on the earth." You see, that's where I plan to be, standing before the Son of God, singing of the worthiness of the Lamb who died for me, who has redeemed me from among the families of the people on the earth. Only the redeemed church can sing that song. Angels can't sing that song. They haven't been redeemed by the blood of Jesus. That's not the song of Israel, because they come from all of the nations and family of people on the earth. That's the song of the redeemed church before the throne of God. Angels can sing the chorus. They do. 100 million join in, plus millions of others, as they say, "Worthy is the Lamb to receive glory and honor and dominion and might and power and authority." They join the chorus, but they can't sing the verse. That's yours. And when he loosed the first seal, I heard a voice that said, "Come," and I saw a white horse and his rider going forth upon the earth, conquering and to conquer. There begins the great tribulation. And he begins then from chapter 6 on through to chapter 18, describing the events that are going to take place upon the earth when God judges man for their wickedness and for their sin. God is faithful. He's going to do it. There's only one safe place for anyone to be. That's in Christ Jesus. I'm glad I'm there. I don't expect to be any place else. I don't want to be. Why should I be? I'm so happy here in Christ. Shall we pray? Father, we thank you for that secret place, abiding in the presence of the Almighty, dwelling in Christ. Oh, Father, how we thank you that you have provided for us a place of refuge, safety in Christ. Lord, I pray for those that are here tonight who are not in Christ. Oh God, may they seriously consider the faithfulness of God, even as he kept his word and destroyed Jerusalem, so will he keep his word and judge this world. For God is faithful. And Lord, may we turn from our sin, from our idolatries, from our wicked ways, and may we serve the Lord with our whole heart. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen. If you're not sure that you're a child of God, I wouldn't leave this place tonight until I was. I mean, I'm serious. We're living in desperate days. And really, as Jeremiah exhorts, it's time really that we just not cease in prayer unto God for the people round about us. We will make intercession for our nation, for each other. For these are truly the last days, and Satan is going about as a roaring lion, seeking whom he may devour. And he's ripping off an awful lot of those from the church, leading them into life, a life of sin, life of self-seeking, living after pleasure and living and walking after the flesh. The mind of the flesh is death.
We'll continue with more of our verse-by-verse Bible study in the book of Ezekiel on our next broadcast, as Pastor Chuck continues to teach through the Bible. And we do hope you'll make plans to join us. But right now, if you'd like to order a copy of today's message, simply order Lamentations 3 through 5 when visiting thewordfortoday.org. And while you're there, be sure to browse the many additional biblical resources by Pastor Chuck. You can also subscribe to the Word for Today podcast or sign up for our email subscription. Once again, that's thewordfortoday.org. For those of you wishing to call, our toll-free number is 1-800-272-WORD, and our office hours are Monday through Friday, 8 a.m. to 5 p.m. Pacific Time. Again, that's 1-800-272-9673. If you prefer to write, our mailing address is The Word for Today, P.O. Box 8000, Costa Mesa, California, 92628. And now, on behalf of The Word for Today, we'd like to thank all of you who share in supporting this ministry with your prayers and financial support. And be sure to join us again next time as Pastor Chuck continues his verse-by-verse study through the Bible. That's right here on the next edition of The Word for Today. And now, once again, here's Pastor Chuck.
God bless. God keep. And may God lay upon your heart the awareness of the day and the hour in which we live and the need of an all-out effort in our service for Jesus Christ. And may the Lord use you in a very special way as His instrument to bring His love this needy world. In Jesus' name.
This program has been sponsored by Calvary Chapel of Costa Mesa, California.
It's with great honor that The Word for Today would like to present Pastor Chuck Smith's book entitled Prayer, Our Glorious Privilege. With great clarity, Pastor Chuck masterfully taught the principles of praying to God, our Father, and emphasized the power that belongs to each one of us when we rely on the Holy Spirit to guide and nurture our prayer lives. I want to encourage you to pick up a copy of Pastor Chuck's book, Prayer, Our Glorious Privilege, and study it to put these biblical principles into practice. Read this book and come to the most amazing realization that prayer is the most potent weapon in your spiritual arsenal, and use it with great promise and hope. For when you begin a life of prayer, you begin a great adventure. To order a copy of this book in print or to download a digital copy, please visit thewordfortoday.org or call The Word for Today at 800-272-9673.